भगवद्गीता 3.35 श्रेयान् स्वधर्मो विगुणः परधर्मात् स्वनुष्ठितात् स्वधर्मे निधनं श्रेयः परधर्मो भयावह। Krishna here is emphatically telling Arjuna to persevere in his duty as a kshatriya. Shreyan swadharmo vigunaha. Shreyan, it is far better. What is far better? Swadharmo vigunaha, swadharma, one's own duty, even if it is vigunaha, even if it involves some fault. Paradharmat swanushtitat. Paradharmat is another's duty. Swanushtitat. So, swanushtitat is one's own prescribed duty. So, one's own prescribed duty is preferable even if it is faulty as compared to another's duty. Swadharme nidhanam shreyaham. Swadharme, while performing one's own duty, nidhanam. Destruction, shreya, Krishna is using the word shreya second time in the same verse. It's preferable, what is preferable? Even destruction while performing one's own duty is preferable to paradharmo bhayavaha. Paradharmo is another's dharma, another's duty. Bhayavaha, it is fearful. So, what exactly is Krishna telling in this verse? Is it a rigid, absolute imposition of the caste system where there is complete inflexibility that everyone has to do their own dharma and not anyone else's dharma? No, not exactly. Not at all, in fact. So, dharma refers to dharma according to one's own nature, swabhava. According to one's own swabhava, the duty that is prescribed, that is what one should stick to. So, here the word dharma and the word swadharma is clearly used in such a, not in the spiritual sense, or not even in the sense that dharma refers to our innate characteristic, inalienable, unchangeable characteristic. Was clearly Krishna is telling that your dharma and other dharma, they are different and you should not do another dharma. That means the two dharmas are clearly different. So, it is not referring to our universal spiritual dharma, which is to love and serve Krishna. So, Krishna is talking about dharma according to Varnashram. So, the Kshatriya has a prescribed duty according to Varnashram, and Brahmana has another set of prescribed duties. In the Bhagavad Gita, in 18.41 onwards, 42, 43, 44, Krishna will talk about the qualities and activities expected of people who belong to particular Varnas. So, Karmani, Pravibhaktani, Swabhava, Prabhava, Irgunai, Krishna says, I will speak about the duties, Karmani, Pravibhaktani, the separate distinct duties. Swabhava, Prabhava, Irgunai. These are born according to Swabhava. And the qualities that are associated with the Swabhava. So, Kshatriya is expected to, is required to and expected to fight. Yuddhe chapya palayanam. That is one of the characters of a Kshatriya. A Kshatriya never flees from war. Whereas, a Brahmana is described to have a quality of ahimsa. Don't fire, non-violence. So here, when Arjuna is stating that, better I will not fight, better I will renounce the world. So, he has used the word Shreya in, not exactly Shreya, but similar word, he says, in 1.45, when he says, Yadimam apitikaram, Shastram Shastrapanaya Dhartarashtra Rane Hanyus Tanme Kshemataram Bhavet Kshemataram. That is preferable, he is saying. So, he is actually now Shastram Apratikaram, having no weapons and not fight and not not retaliating. This actually is the characteristic of a Brahmana. A Brahmana stays indifferent, does not resort to arms. A Brahmana tolerates insults, and even when an insult is intolerable, the Brahmana does not usually raise weapons. Brahmanas may curse, but that power to curse is feared by others. At the same time, it is not that the Brahmanas succumb to the urge to curse, weaken their powers by that. And normally, Brahmanas are expected to just tolerate. So, and be non-violent. You see, even several thousand years later, when Chanakya was insulted grievously by the Nanda king, now he himself did not take to violence. Rather, he trained a young warrior prince, Chandragupta. And Chandragupta was the person who actually fought over and overthrew the tyrannical Nanda rulers. So, the point is that Brahmanas don't fight, whereas Kshatriyas fight. So, when Arjuna is thinking that Ashastram and Apratikaram, I will not fight, I will not use weapons. But then he is thinking of acting like a Brahmana. But Krishna is telling Arjuna, no. For you, acting according to your Varana as a Kshatriya is far preferable than acting as a Brahmana. Why? Because as a Brahmana, you will not be able to stick to Brahmanical duty. Now it may seem alluring to you because the Kshatriya duty is very difficult. Kshatriya duty of fighting a war against one's loved ones seems very demanding. But you have a nature to fight. And in future, if you take on the role of a Brahmana and you act accordingly, try to act according to Brahmana, but somebody dishonors you, then you will not be able to tolerate it. You will immediately reach for your weapon to retaliate. And as a Brahmana, if you retaliate, you will be doing adharma. You will become karmically culpable. So you will not be able to repress your nature. So here we understand the true import of what Krishna meant when he said Nigraha Kim Karishyati in 3.33. So don't repress your Kshatriya nature. It is not that don't repress that. What can repression accomplish is not a license for indulging in all kinds of desires. Verse 33 says that your nature can't be repressed. 34 says, but still, while acting according to your nature, don't just get carried away by the sense objects. So, one extreme of trying to repress one's nature is refuted in the 33rd verse. The other extreme of not only giving into one's nature, but giving into every single urge that comes from the body, from the senses, for the sense objects, that is also condemned. And now, Krishna is recommending working according to one's swadharma. So, according to one's swadharma, there is a certain freedom and a license that is given. At the same time, there is also a certain amount of restriction that is there. So, Kshatriya can have honor and power, but then the Kshatriya is also expected to be fearless in fighting and lead from the front and to protect Brahminical culture. Risk one's life for doing that. So, Arjuna, you have the nature for Kshatriya and act accordingly. Now, this verse in a society with Varanashram has a specific application that stick to the profession according to your Varana. But today when Varanashram, the social arrangement is not exactly there and it's difficult for us to determine our Varana. It's difficult for us to even get jobs according to our Varana. We can at the very least apply the broad principle implied in this verse, that is, be true to your nature. So that means we look inwards, try to find out what are our specific talents and interests. it is the constellation of the talents and interests that we have that determines our varna. And based on an understanding of our talents and interests, we can choose a particular vocation, irrespective of whether it is glamorized by society or not. And especially today, there are fashions which make people wear a particular kind of dress, choose a particular kind of career, have a particular kind of lifestyle, and things like that. So Krishna says over here that the application of this verse can also be, do not slavishly, unthinkingly imitate others. Be true to yourself. So Krishna is telling Arjuna that the indirect implication is fight. But while fighting, he has told in the previous verse, don't just indulge in the senses, but stick to dharma and do your swadharma as a kshatriya. Thank you.